This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Buckets. It's the dog days of the NBA season, but worry not, we always have something to talk about with Billy Scafuri.
You're getting bucket buckets.
They say you should never talk about someone's age, and that's all we're going to do today, Amir.
Yeah, it's rude. After today, I think the next one is let's do it by weight. Who weighs the most? Best player at every poundage.
You know, it's like athletes really get a raw deal because all we do is talk about their age and their income. And those are two things that you're never supposed to talk about. And yet we just break down, is he too old? Does he make too much money? It's rude.
Yeah, it is. Especially, it's like, look at Zion. He looks overweight. Should he be paid that much?
He's
like,
17.
Jesus, if we talked about that about a lawyer, we'd be canceled.
Canceled. We should be canceled. All sports fans should be canceled for the way that we talk about these human beings.
Yeah. I mean, there's actual basketball games going on, but they're all so weird that it's almost like not worth mentioning because it's just like, yeah, the Bucks sat everybody and lost by 50, or the Raptors have COVID cases and they're down by 38. It's just like, it feels like a weird, like the season's about to end, but there's still like 6 weeks left. It's bizarre.
Yeah, you said, you put it best in the top when you said it's just kind of like the dog days. A lot of superstars are hurt or hurting right now.
Yeah, or resting because it's like, yeah, we don't need, it doesn't matter if we're the sixth seed or the third seed or the 10th or the 8th, it's like everybody's going to make it and then we'll see who's the healthiest in May 29th or something.
Right, and you'd think that like this is a fun opportunity to see guys like Malachi Flynn just suddenly ball out a little bit, but it's like, nah, like the games are now, everyone's losing by 50. Like there's been four consecutive nights where there was a chance that the other one team would double up the other team.
Yeah.
And last night
it's
it was
like
the
75
Lakers.
75-30.
Last night it was the Lakers who are missing LeBron and AD. They still somehow almost doubled up the Raptors. So bad basketball being played.
Yeah, across the board. Yeah. But it's also funny because while this is happening, Utah and Phoenix is like, no, we're playing Donovan Mitchell.
Yes.
We're playing Rudy Gobert. We need to win.
Yes.
We're 38-11. We're just destroying. It's like, all right, Utah, relax. Like, nobody's playing that hard. You don't have to play every single game this hard.
And there's a dark horse out there right now, and that's the Denver Nuggets, who everyone's talking about Utah and Phoenix, but like, Denver hasn't lost in six games. They got better with Aaron Gordon, and they're just like slowly starting to also just beat up some teams. They're watch out for the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, they're looking healthy and happy. It makes me like nervous from like watching the Lakers scrape together like half of a team. Mm-hmm. And then like I turn on a Denver game. It's like Jokic played 37 minutes tonight. Looks great. Yes. It's like, oh, I forgot what AD looks like. So yeah, I hope he's back in time to play Jokic.
Right. Everyone got better with the addition of Aaron Gordon somehow. You know, it's like the whole, a good team got a lot better. We were talking about odds last time, last episode, and you were saying how was it Philly was like 22-1 or something like that to win?
Yeah, I think they were 12-1. Philly was 12-1 to win the title.
Do you remember, did we get to Denver's odds of winning? Because that's another, something in my gut tells me this is Jokic's Dirk year. This is when he just somehow sneaks through and wins it all.
Yeah, definitely. I don't remember. I think it was somewhere in between, like it was like in the 6-12-1 range.
Okay.
Sort of like the not quite like the Lakers, Nets, Clippers
second tier.
Second tier.
Got it. Yep. There's a lot of groups in that second tier, but they might be the best money in that second tier just based on how they're playing.
Utah Phoenix play each other tonight. That should be fun.
Mm-hmm. That score will be 78-72.
But we're not here to talk about modern basketball, or I should say current basketball games. We're talking about year by year, who's the best player at every age. We've done this before with height.
Yes. And that was a hit. That was a hit. We were on the front page of Reddit for about a minute until somehow we got kicked off of Reddit. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was like you're not supposed to post stuff that's promotional or something like that. I forgot what rule we didn't abide by.
Yeah, that was the early days of buckets, though, where it could have went a million different ways. And to find yourself on the front page of Reddit out of nowhere was a fun little treat. And then getting it pulled away from us was also something that is all too familiar.
All right, let's see what subreddits we can crack with this one. Mm-hmm. I'll take the odd number ages, 19 through 37. Yes. You'll take the evens.
That's right. Yeah. And was this suggested on the Q&A episode?
It might be. It does sound familiar. Okay. I don't know if we came up with it or if it was suggested, but shout out to whoever suggested it, even if it's just you.
Okay, great. Shout out to me potentially.
Yeah.
The youngest age, 19, Amir, is that correct in the NBA?
That's right. So it used to be 18, but now we're forcing these kids to go to fake school for 4.5 months mm-hmm. so that we can pluck them out as 19-year-olds instead of 18. Very fair. Very good. Okay. Totally normal.
Totally normal.
Yep. Some of them go to Australia. Some of them are just interns at a shoe company for 6 months.
Yeah, that's normal.
As long as they're not out of high school, that's problem solved.
Plenty of weird workarounds. But still, were there talent? Is there talent at age 19, Amir? Because you looked at age 19.
19 is stacked. They're studs. I think it's because it's like the greatest teenagers in America at the end of their teenage years. It's like, holy shit. LaMelo Ball, Patrick Williams, Anthony Edwards, Isaiah Stewart. Like, these are like they're starting players who are putting up great numbers. Teo Maledon, mm-hmm. shout out to FanDuel All-Star. Mm-hmm. But I think the best Poku, of course, another 19-year-old. I'm going to give the award for best 19-year-old to Anthony Edwards, who's currently the rookie of the year favorite.
Wow, he's the favorite over LaMelo Ball at this point.
Yeah, LaMelo was the favorite going away. LaMelo got hurt. Anthony Edwards took off. But yeah, Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball, teenagers in the NBA who are just dominating.
Controversial, Amir, because would you say that if LaMelo Ball was healthy, would Anthony Edwards still be the best 19-year-old in the NBA?
No, I would go LaMelo.
Okay.
And yeah, I guess I shouldn't even factor in. So maybe it is like a 1A, 1B situation, but those are like two great players who are still in their teens.
Yeah. I remember being like a 17-year-old and telling myself, I'm going to go to the NBA. Meanwhile, I was struggling to make the high school team.
Yeah.
And then you think like there's 15, 19-year-olds in the NBA, maybe a dozen, you know? So that means there's 12, 19-year-olds in the world that are in the NBA right now. So it's pretty impressive. Right.
Yeah, it's insane. I thought LaMelo, like all the highlights of him looked like he was just like a overtime high school scrub who's just like a 15-year-old who can shoot from half court sometimes. But he's great. He's like instantly as good as Lonzo in his first year at age 19. It usually takes a few years.
Better, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. He's going to be one of those players that like the Warriors look back on and they're like, we took Wiseman, huh? Okay.
That's good. Okay.
Speaking of Wiseman, age 20, 28 players in the NBA are 20 years old.
Wow.
28.
So you got all the great teenagers from last year and then a bunch of players who played a year or two of college who are coming in. So
that's right.
This age is pretty stacked.
Yeah, it's pretty stacked. Well, it's surprising. So here's who I pulled from the 20s. Nick Claxton, Cole Anthony, Tyrese Maxey. So still like not like A-level players yet. Jackson Hayes, James Wiseman, Kevin Porter Jr., and the best 20-year-old, Zion Williamson.
He's 20. Okay, yeah. I just assumed he was 27
because
he's unstoppable and an all-star. So it's funny to imagine that amongst all these super athletic kids, and I noticed you forgot Talen Horton Tucker. I'll forgive you for that.
Thank you.
Zion Williamson's also 20 years old.
Right.
Also a kid. Yeah. 20.
I mean, he is truly, he defies age. Like, he ruins the concept of age.
That's right. He might as well be 32. There's no difference between a 32-year-old Zion and a 20-year-old Zion.
But when I list those names for the best 20-year-olds in the NBA, are you underwhelmed? Like, when I was surprised for some reason. I thought that I was going to see more talent, but it just wasn't there.
There's a lot of talent. Did you say RJ Barrett? You might have forgotten
He's 20.
Barrett. Yeah, there's a lot of talent that's like, you know, in their first, second year, you start to see like flashes of it because they have some great games and then they recede for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a high ceiling. I mean, Kevin Porter Jr. is kicking ass every other game for Houston.
20, yeah.
Yeah.
20 years
Maxey,
old.
Maxey's putting up numbers if necessary.
Yeah, so I would say Zion is the best and then Kevin Porter Jr., RJ Barrett, and others follow him.
Yeah,
but it's Zion.
That level, yeah. 20. Still, they can, if they win a title, you cannot pour champagne on them. Not legal to drink.
Right.
But legal to just dominate the NBA. If
right.
necessary.
If you spray Zion with champagne, you will go to jail.
Yes, that would be illegal. What you're doing is illegal.
So think about it, guys. Before you win a championship with Zion Williamson, think about it.
It looks like there's more 21-year-olds than 20.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of 21-year-olds. I didn't count, but it is. It looks like there's about 30 21-year-olds.
So now these players should be reaching their potential, right? If the other ones were cuspy, now they're beyond the cusp.
some of these players are like have been in the NBA for like three seasons, like Anthony Simons. Like, right. You're only 21 still? Jesus.
Yeah.
And some, it's like, this guy's first year, but he's doing pretty damn well for himself. Like Moses Brown.
Moses Brown, big center. We've talked about him before.
That's right. But if I'm going to give the best player to be 21-year-old right now, I mean, there's lots of options. Kobe White, Bol Bol, Darius Garland is playing well, Cam Reddish is playing well, but it's one of my favorite point guards. One of your least favorite point guards in the NBA, Ja Morant, is 21 years old. Shout out to Ja Ja.
I feel like I've listened back to a couple of buckets recently, and I've just been shitting on Ben Simmons for the duration of this season, it seems like, just that he doesn't shoot. But I have a little extra shit in my butt for Ja Morant.
Really? A little poo-poo?
A little poo-poo for Ja Morant as well. I mean, he got hurt last night, so it feels bad to poo-poo in this context. But that being said, like, his numbers are thin. He's like averaging, I know he's averaging like 17 and 9 for the whole season, but for the past month, we're looking at like 10, 4, and 3 with a steal most nights. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I wonder what that is. Yeah, because he was so good in the bubble. I remember the play-in game, he had like 37 against Dame Lillard. Like, it was like his coming out party.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's regressed. I wonder if it has anything to do with the ankle injury.
Yeah, the confidence of it all. Part of me wonders that same thing, if he hasn't like fully come back. But I don't remember him, and maybe you can correct me. Did he have a great shot? Did he ever have a real solid shot in the NBA?
I don't know. I just assume most 19, 21, 20-year-olds are not super efficient, but he was scoring a lot, so
that's
I assume it must have been good enough.
Yeah, so I don't have the full context to be like, he's missing this that he had last year, but just something about him has disappointed. But that being said, I'm more than happy to make him the best 21-year-old on the list.
He's a very good 21-year-old.
Yes, this goes back to what we were saying about how dare we talk about people's ages. Like, we should all be in jail for shit like this.
That's right.
22. There is a lot of talent at 22.
Yeah, wow. Because 22, you're getting like, now it's like, it's 4 years worth of NBA experience for some of these studs.
Yeah.
Even the 20-year-olds that stuck around for 2 years of college have 2 to 3 years of experience. We're getting a lot of action at age 22.
Yeah, and you're getting muscles, too. Your like body's starting to put on the muscles. Now it's not just the skills. So listen to the list of just a couple of 22-year-olds. There's 46 in the league, all right? Ooh. 46 in the league. Gary Trent Jr. is probably the worst on my list, and he's very good.
Really?
But Gary...
You're saying Gary he's the worst 22-year-old? No way. Absolutely no way.
Of the 10 that I pulled, Yeah.
Okay.
Gary Trent
there's
Jr.
There's some scrubs on this list, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. Not of the 46.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary Trent Jr., this is, again, age 22. Gary Trent Jr., Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, DeAndre Ayton.
Wow.
Michael Porter Jr.
Oh, great.
Trae Young.
Amazing.
Markelle Fultz. Marvin
Future
Bagley.
All-star.
Fact. Marvin Bagley. Colin Sexton. Jarrett Allen. 22-year-old Jarrett Allen. And finally, the best 22-year-old of the bunch, Luka.
Yeah. So also, maybe the best player in the world is also 22, in addition to all these kids.
Yeah.
Have we mentioned that Nikhil Alexander-Walker is cousins with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? They're both 22.
That can't be true.
That is true. That's the Alexander. A common Alexander parent. How do you like that?
Wow, I like it a lot.
Solid, solid tip.
Wow.
Jared Allen, I assumed, is 40.
Yeah, he's got that mustache.
The hair?
He's got he's got the 70s fro. My man lives vintage.
Yeah. But yeah, holy shit, Luka Doncic is 22. That's insane. That's stupid.
And then when you start to think about like how long this list goes until the highest age, like he could easily play for another 14 years and be the best player in the NBA for 14 years.
It's crazy. 22. I was so like, I was not even a human then. Luka Doncic is a full grown adult male dominating a sport. He doesn't even seem that athletic.
That's the weird thing. It's like he drives slow, he bumps into people, and then he finishes 36, 13, and 9.
Right. It's like, I'm never scared. I remember when Russell Westbrook was like getting big.
Sure.
When the Lakers would play him, I'm like, I'm terrified of him like injuring one of our players. When Luka Doncic plays the Lakers, and granted they win sometimes, I'm never like fearful because he just looks like, you know, like this normal 22-year-old sort of pudgy, slowish dude.
Right. Yeah.
But he's killing people.
He's been killing people. He's maybe been the best basketball player in the world for 2 years, and the dude's 22 years old.
Do you think they win a playoff series this year?
I do not, ultimately. I think I've watched enough Mavs games where it's like, you kind of need the Jason Richardson or the Jalen Brunson. You just need like all the ulterior pieces to also just be perfect for them to play their best basketball.
Yeah.
Tim
Hardaway Jr.
Yeah, Tim Hardaway Jr. And they have a lot of those like similar type wing players, but I don't know if they are beating a top four Western Conference team in seven games. Not yet.
Yeah, but like not yet. Like this is Luka's prime. If he's one of the best players in the NBA, we look at him and then we're like, no, he's probably not getting out of the first round. That's kind of weird, right?
It is definitely weird. I just don't think that the other people, like Porzingis is good, but it's like 70-30 that he's going to be healthy for the playoffs. You know, right. It's just like he doesn't have the track record.
When he plays, it's like 70-30 that it's going to be one of like the great games that he mm-hmm. has.
Yep. And it's like when Maxi Kleber or Dorian Finney-Smith like puts up any sort of like numbers, it just takes away from him and they're not that great. So I don't know. They still feel like a six seed that maybe wins twice, or that maybe it's Luka Magic and it's just his come out party. But I don't think so personally.
All right, moving on to age 23. Now we're getting to the meat of the NBA. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like there's like 50 23-year-olds. I mean, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And these are like, we're getting into like multiple All-Stars. We got De'Aaron Fox is on this list.
Stud.
Yeah, newer standouts like Isaiah Roby. We got All-Stars like Jason Tatum, John Collins, almost yes. All-Stars, Malik Monk, Miles Bridges. I mean, it's just real NBA stars are on this list.
This is where it starts going from boy to man, it feels like. Like, Jason Tatum's not a boy in the NBA. That's a man in the NBA.
No. Nope. Yeah.
Collins and as well. This is a man.
To me, it comes down to these two men, which is Brandon Ingram and Bam Adebayo, both great 23-year-olds.
Mm.
But I'm going to give it to the ultimate man, Bam Adebayo.
Really? You're going to give it to Bam over Tatum?
I think I am, yeah, because Bam is just, like you said, a full-grown, fully adult male, like powerful shoulders, strong,
yes.
And he's got a great shot and great defense, and Jason Tatum's team's not playing well.
Tatum
was like almost better as a 19-year-old than he is as a 22-year-old. It's weird.
That's kind of weird that no one really wants to talk about that either. It's like we briefly discussed on a previous episode. It's like, is it good that Jaylen Brown has caught up to Tatum? Because it's like he has gotten better, but has Tatum also just plateaued a little? Who knows? I'm surprised, like, though.
Yeah, I'm a fam of Bam. You can't go wrong. There's some great names on this list. Lonzo Ball, another 23-year-old.
You're a GM and you have the number one pick in the draft. Are you taking Bam over Tatum?
Ooh, good question. Because Bam is really awesome next to a superstar. Tatum might be that superstar, but isn't that superstar yet. So it's almost like if it's your only player, you'd go Tatum. If you already got an alpha like a Jimmy Butler, then you would go Bam.
Wow. I didn't know you liked Bam that much.
I should say Obi Toppin, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, is also 23 years old.
Yeah.
He's not 17. He's 23. So there's that.
Kicking myself because I was like, I know that Obi's floating around here right now, and if we could just get past like 25, I know he's not 25, and I know I'm able to have missed his opportunity to make fun of our rookie's senior citizen standing.
He's 23. Your player better be so fucking good if you're drafting him when he's a rookie at age 23. I mean,
he's had a couple big rebounds. He's had a couple big
Yeah. Which is great if you're 19.
Sure. Yeah, he's 23 and he's averaging like 9 minutes a game. So work in progress.
Not interested. Yeah.
We're holding out hope. So this is the one age, Amir, 24, where I actually couldn't figure out. So let's figure out together who is the GOAT of the 24s. Okay?
Can do.
Okay. 51 players in the NBA are 24 years old.
My God.
DeJounte Murray. Jaylen Brown,
Great.
Jamal Murray.
Great.
Devin Booker.
Awesome players.
Domantas Sabonis.
Solid all-star.
Donovan Mitchell.
I've heard of him.
And Ben Simmons.
Your other favorite, Ben Simmons.
My boy.
Yeah.
How do you choose between them?
Yeah, if Ben Simmons is like the defensive player of the year and also the second best player on maybe a championship team.
Bar none the worst shooter of the 10 or so men I just listed.
Yeah, bar none the worst shooter of anybody we've mentioned today, even in passing, even myself included.
I just require that. Am I wrong to require my basketball players to shoot the ball too?
Yeah, is that crazy to say my point guard, my floor general should be able to make a shot?
Yeah, that isn't a hook shot. Like, he loves the baby hook. And it's like, neat, you're the point guard, man. So who would you pick? Let's put Ben Simmons aside, because I can't. I just can't. My heart won't allow it. Yeah. Donovan Mitchell, Sabonis, Jamal Murray, Jalen Brown, Dewante Murray.
Oh, man.
Very lateral.
Yeah. Maybe Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Is it because of this season, just the Jazz dominance?
I mean, he's just a basketball player. Look at him. He's like, he can dunk, he can shoot, he can pass, he can do it all. He's one of the leaders on the best team in the NBA. He's just an awesome basketball player.
Did you hear that story about the Jazz? Who they hit all the birds, and then he stayed behind because he was so spooked.
That's right. I guess he had a fear of flying, and their plane almost exploded in midair when it hit a flock of birds. There was like fire on the wing.
Yeah.
They had to make an emergency landing, and he was so rattled. He's like, you guys go on and play Memphis without me.
Yeah. Do you have the balls to say that to your teammates? You guys just go on. I'm too spooked.
I think you got to be really spooked, because they were all like, no, he shouldn't have come. It was okay for him to stay. Like, he was really rattled.
Yo, I need Donovan Mitchell. I'm sure he listens to this podcast. I need him to hear this. It's okay to say no. I support. If I was spooked, it takes a lot of balls to be like, I'm sorry, guys, I can't rock with you right now. I'm so spooked. So yeah. I give a pat on the back when you acknowledge I'm too scared.
If Mitchell's 1A, I got to give 1B to Murray, who's like right up there with him as like point guards. Mm-hmm. And Devin Booker, really, who's just like, these guys are bona fide studs. Great, great all-star players.
And then there's Domantas Sabonis, though. He's out there, dude. I mean, he's be an actually MVP an before both of them.
Right. I said Murray was an all-star player. I don't think he's actually an all-star.
No.
Sabonis was an all-star.
Fact.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Mitchell. We're giving it to Mitchell.
Yeah. Okay. We'll give it to Mitchell with great considerations towards Booker and Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, 25. What can you say? This might be the GOAT basketball age. You're just 25.
Prime.
You're still young, but like, you have experience. Your body's not breaking down yet because you're not like 35, but you're just a solid 25-year-old.
But you are not a kid.
Dozens and dozens of 25-year-olds. I didn't count, but there's a lot.
Go.
Everyone from like Taco Fall, who you had assumed was a little bit older, to Karl Anthony Towns, who you assumed was a little bit younger. D'Angelo Russell
is 25. If he's 25,
Chetty Osmond is 25. I mean, there's just a lot of names. Aaron Gordon, Christian Wood. All these players are so good.
It's got to be. Like,
there's none of that star power that like 24 has, where it's like Donovan Mitchell or Jamal Murray. These are just like pretty solid players. But I guess the most decorated player and the player that has the most potential in his next 5 years is Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, without a doubt. He is a stud. I'm curious what their team's record is since they drafted Karl Anthony Towns. Do you think that they've lost more than 100 games than they've actually won? Does that make sense?
Oh, you think they're so the
100 games
is
under 500.
Oh, interesting. Do you think that means they would be like 30-50 for 5 years in a row?
Doesn't that
probably
feel
right?
Yeah. Doesn't that feel exactly right?
Wasn't there, I think there was like a year where, I forget like if he was playing or not, but they were like 0-18 with him or something like
that.
Like he came back from injury and they needed to lose 20 games in a row.
Dude, they've been 0-18 with him a couple seasons. It's tough.
Yeah, like coming out of high school, it's just like, or coming out of Kentucky, it was like him and Anthony Davis were like the great players. So like, what makes Anthony Davis him and Karl Anthony Towns go the other way? Is it just, you know, a big man can't do that much damage in terms of winning?
I don't know. I mean, I think that There was a time where Kat was afraid to bang, and I don't know why, but like down on the low block, like he would just like settle and settle and settle and settle. And Anthony Davis never had that problem. Yeah. I think that's a, maybe a key distinction.
Maybe also not a super good passer like Jokic, where you think of like a 7-footer dominating a game, you have to be able to shoot and pass really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kat's also transitioning into like a 3-point specialist, which I don't really like to see my centers do personally.
Yeah.
But with all of that aside, he's still the best 25-year-old on your list.
Yeah, shout out to Kat.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
26. The numbers are starting to go down. 33 players who are 26 years old.
That's right.
Studs. These are now guys that are like settled. We know them now. These aren't new names. We got
6 to 8 year veterans.
Yeah, like they're on their second contract, maybe going into their third contract. They're established.
There's some MVPs on this list already.
We have one MVP that's locked in, and then we have another one that might win it this year.
That's right.
Andrew Wiggins, Caris LeVert, Clint Capella, Nikola Jokic, Giannis, and Zach LaVine.
Wow, those are some solid 26 year olds.
So now we're talking about current NBA players, Amir, Giannis, and Jokic. Very interesting.
The big two.
Who is the better basketball player between Giannis and Jokic?
I mean, Giannis has won two MVPs, so you almost have to say him by default. But then, like, when I'm thinking of a basketball player, I'm like, again, he should be able to shoot. He should be able to pass. Yes. He should be able to rebound. Mm-hmm. And Jokic does those three things probably... Right, at least two of those three better than Giannis. So
yeah, at an expert clip, not just better than Giannis, like better than most point guards and shooting guards.
That's right. Yeah, he can do more things on a basketball court better than Giannis. That being said, Giannis is so freakishly scary, athletic, and unstoppable when he wants to be. So I wouldn't be mad if you chose Giannis, but I'm giving it to Jokic.
I gave it to Giannis.
How dare you? I said I wasn't going to be mad, but I am really pissed off.
Yeah, it was a trap. I trapped you, and it worked.
So what makes Giannis the better basketball player to you?
I just think that if I was to pick a teammate, there's just like, it's the fear, like you were talking about, just the fear that you put in someone's heart. And he just has that 15 for 18 game. It seems like every other game.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's just unstoppable. Jokic is so brilliant, but he is just unstoppable. So, you know, I just think at the end of the day, Giannis is just the teammate that I would rock with.
He does have the fear factor for sure.
Yeah. He's the type of guy, and I guess Jokic is too, but like if you're playing FanDuel or DraftKings, their numbers just multiply so fast. It's just like, oh, you do everything for your team. You do everything for your team.
Yeah. When they need a basket, he just like takes over for like 7 possessions in a row.
Yeah. Just Euro step, Euro step, Euro step, Euro step. And it's a 3-point game.
27 year olds, another one of those other great ages. Not necessarily in the NBA, but in life. Everybody, I mean, if you're 27 and you're listening to this, this is your prime. 27. You're not even, you're not close to 30. You're still way out of college. You're just living the good life at age 27.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy those 27-year-old moments. A lot of good 27-year-olds. Because at this point, the bad players have exited the league. There's no, like, bad 27-year-olds because they've been in the NBA for, like, 5 or 6 seasons. So, like...
Well said.
You know... The worst 27-year-old is still like pretty damn good. Like Elfrid Payton, Denzel Valentine, Glenn Robinson III. These are the bad 27-year-olds. They're still like 5-year NBA veterans.
Yes, well said.
Then there's some great 27-year-olds. Montrezl Harrell, 27. Rashawn Holmes, 27. Your boy Ryan Arcidiacono is 27.
My man, kid brother on Villanova right now.
But there's only one MVP-esque candidate right now, and that's Andre Drummond, who's 27. No, it's
Stop.
Not Andre Drummond. It's Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is 27. I'll give it to him. 27-year-old JoJo.
Damn, Embiid is, like you just said, to be 27 is a great thing, and to be 27 and an NBA MVP is next level, great 27th year.
Embiid is kind of like the comp, like we were talking about Jokic's basketball skill with Giannis's freakish ability. Embiid is kind of in the middle there. Like, he is bigger and stronger than you, like Giannis, but he can also hit a step back like Jokic. Like, he had a step back the other day. It's like, holy shit.
Like, Harden, he hits those step backs like Harden, and his steps are like 15 feet long. So
he's just bigger. He's too big. He's bigger than any other human in the NBA. It's noticeable how big he is.
Yeah, no one can stop him physically. Like, he's slower than Giannis, but somehow like stronger than Giannis. Like, when his shoulder hits you, you fall back.
It's like, yeah, it's an adult playing with kids, but like with like they're holding like a grapefruit instead of a basketball. So you just basically like hold this ball away from the kids and dunk on them when necessary.
Yeah, and Embiid's back. Welcome back to the NBA. He's gotten past that knee injury or whatever it was.
I wonder if he'll steal that MVP award from Jokic.
Yeah, we'll see. 28, Amir. We have 41 players who are 28 in the NBA. Some studs. These are dudes who are now like not just on their second contract, but like a lot of them have max deals. Or trending towards max deals.
That's right.
We have Rudy Gobert. We have Spencer Dinwiddie. Buddy Hield.
Great.
Tobias Harris.
Heard of him.
Malcolm Brogdon.
Wow.
Victor Oladipo. Two former or one current Pacers. Jonas Valanciunas. Chris Boucher is somehow 28, which is interesting because it feels like he just kind of arrived.
Yeah, Chris Boucher, you could have told me was 21 and I'd be like, yep, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's like slowly coming into the league. No, he's been in the league for about 9 years somehow.
I think he was undrafted as a older person. That's why he feels so new and fresh.
Is that true?
I think so.
Okay. But the best 28-year-old, we saw him destroy the best 25-year-old at a Lakers game.
That's right.
He dropped that a 50 spot. He dropped a 50 spot on Cat, Mr. Anthony Davis.
Yeah, AD is also kind of like the combination because he's got the point guard skills of Jokic with not quite the physicality of Giannis and JoJo, but he can
so
like
smooth with it.
He can bang down low if necessary, not quite to their level.
But his shoulders are just like jumbo jet wings. He is so wide up top.
He is very thick, and he wears that T-shirt, and that makes his muscles look like you never see him in just a jersey. It's always like that Under Armour.
Smart choice. Yeah. It's fun to look at just those past four players for a second as like freshman, sophomore, junior, senior of like they all look up to the next one. It's Kat looking up to Giannis, Giannis looking up to Embiid, and Embiid looking up to Anthony Davis. It's pretty cool.
Interesting. Yeah. Although if you ask them all, they'd be like, yeah, we're all the best player. Like nobody's looking up to anybody.
Yeah, right. Giannis will probably say that someone else is. He's just too nice to say that I'm the best.
I miss Anthony Davis. I wonder if he'll ever play basketball again.
Yeah, man. I just hope you guys make the playoffs.
Oh, my God. I think we have enough shitty opponents that we can still beat that'll keep us afloat. Like, beating these Cleveland, Orlando, Torontos of the world.
Gotta.
And it's happening so far. I think we're like, they said that we're like 4-5 without LeBron and AD, which is pretty damn impressive if you ask me. Oh,
yeah. I mean, Caruso's world.
That's right. 27-year-old Alex Caruso.
Oh, missed him. Embiid somehow took it past him.
29 is kind of a rare age. I think people start falling off at age 29. So you're left with some pretty solid players. Michael Carter Williams, I assumed was like a rookie last year, but no, he's 29 years old at this point. These are like a lot of the you want to feel old type of players. You want to feel old. Doug McDermott is 29.
Yeah.
Like I was just watching him in, at Creighton in the college ranks. CJ McCollum is 29. Great player.
Okay. Max Steele, I believe.
Yeah. Chris Middleton is the second best 29-year-old. And of course, Kawhi Leonard is the best 29-year-old. Are you happy you got me to say Kawhi Leonard is the best 29-year-old in the NBA?
I'm going to blow past the fact that a Lakers fan is saying something nice about a Clipper. But Kawhi's in his 20s, dude.
Still, Yeah, he's not 33. He just seems like he's been in the NBA for 15 years and he should be 34, but he's 29.
He's had like three different lives in the NBA. He's already experienced like three different full chapters of life with the Spurs and then winning with the Raptors. And now he's in. Wow, dude.
I think he was a finals MVP at age 22 or 23. Like, that felt like a decade ago that he was finals MVP.
God damn. 29. He's as old as LeBron is, at least to me.
Yeah. No, not even close. No. Yeah.
He definitely walks like it. Fuck, that's so far without a doubt the most shocking age to player correlation so far.
Yeah, Kawhi is 29 and so is Michael Carter Williams. You would not guess those two players are the same age.
Yeah, no, not at all. And this is what also makes it seem so weird. 1 year older than Kawhi, 30 years old, Boogie Cousins. Doesn't Boogie Cousins feel like he's 15 years older? Or excuse me, doesn't he feel like he's like... He just seems like he's been in forever. Like, he should have retired a long time ago.
I think it's because, like, he had the Kings years, the Pelicans years. If you, like, switch around, it's kind of like they say on a first date, go to a bunch of, like, different places because it feels like you've had, like, an epic night out. With DeMarcus Cousins, he's been on so many teams that you feel like he's had an epic Forrest Gump type career when he's actually just...
He just goes to a new city and like blows out a new body part and then just like goes to the next
one. He's already had three different career ending injuries in the last 5 years.
I think that 30 is starting to prove to me to be this like you said, this like in between like you're 30. So listen to the 30s. Kemba Walker, Ricky Rubio, Drew Holiday, Vucevic, Boogie Cousins, Paul George. Wow. So they're all 30 somehow. 3-0. But the best 30-year-old, it's not Facundo Campazzo, even though a lot of people might vote for Facundo Campazzo. Dame Lillard.
The rookie.
Dame Lillard is 30.
Dame is... That's a good 30-year-old right there. He's been in the NBA. Yeah. He spent 4 years in college, I think, so he should...
Aha.
It seems like he should be younger because he's only been in the NBA for like 7 seasons, but he started so late that... He's still only 30, and he's been in Portland the whole time, so it feels like the time has flown.
Yeah, he's without a doubt to me the best of that group. Though Campazzo, like, is he just one of those like international people that they just plucked? He decided late in his career.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody from Argentina comes over as like a 31-year-old rookie, and then they stay for 12 years anyway.
It's like MLS, like when the best soccer players retire to MLS.
Exactly. I'm looking at this list of 30-year-olds. Jay Crowder being 30 is kind of surprising to me. Al-Farouq Aminu feels like he's 40. He's only 30 years old.
He's got an old face. Yeah.
Also, 30 for the NBA feels so old, but if I met someone who's 30, I'm like, who is this kid? Like,
yes.
I'm 8 years older than the 30-year-old. 30-year-olds are kids to me. These are all full-grown adults.
Dame Lillard is a kid to us.
Iman Shumpert is 30? My God.
Jesus. Yeah, so 30's thick.
Yeah. 31, even older players who have seemed like they've been in the NBA for 30 years. We're talking about, like, do you even remember Jimmy Butler's rookie season? Feels like forever ago. James Harden's rookie season feels like forever ago.
No.
All these players, Gordon Hayward, Eric Bledsoe, these are like elder statements. Draymond Green, 31. They're all 31. DeMar DeRozan is 31. Yeah,
everyone, a full career. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
If they retired today, it'd be like, that was a really long, successful NBA career.
Fact. At 31.
Yeah. I guess you got to give it to James Harden, who seems to always be one of the best players in the NBA, regardless of his conditioning or where he's playing. He's just constantly getting buckets. I would say he's never hurt, but he's hurt right now.
Yeah, that sucks. That has real KD. Like, he came back from his Achilles injury a little too soon and then blew it out. That has that vibe where it's like he came back for those 4 stupid minutes against the Knicks and now he's out for like a week and a half. Sucks.
Hammy. It's just, there's no way to like, you just have to wait. You have to rest until this hamstring issue solves itself. And we're getting close to the point where like, you don't want him to get re-hurt again at the end of April. Now's the time to just like put it on ice for 6 weeks and have him be ready for the playoffs.
But it's wild, the rotating doorsness of their 3 stars. Durant comes back tonight. And Harden went out on Monday.
And they're like the same human, so like it almost doesn't matter. It's like, we lost James Harden. Like, yeah, that's fine. Like,
just bring in the tall, skinny Harden.
Yeah, exactly. Bring in Harden's somehow better cousin, Kevin Durant. Right. Like, Jesus Christ. And then if they, neither of them play, we'll just have Kyrie Irving go ham on a team like the Knicks. Like, it really does not matter.
Yeah. Speaking of Kevin Durant, he is without a doubt the best 32-year-old in the NBA.
Oh, he's 32. Interesting.
So Kevin Durant is 32. He beat out other players like Kevin Love, Boban, Blake Griffin. It's funny how Kevin Durant looks so spry and Blake Griffin is starting to have heavy legs. It's just incredible.
I mean, this is the age where injuries catch up with you, it seems.
Yes. There's still Russell Westbrook on the board at age 32.
Wow.
Derrick Rose.
NBA years.
And the goon DeAndre Jordan. Yeah.
I assume all these adult males are older than me. In fact, they're just taller than me. I'm much older than all these people.
Right. It's wild that Kevin Love couldn't stay healthy, and then guys who play like Russell Westbrook are somehow still dropping like 20, 20, and 10 in games.
Right.
You know, exactly. Kevin Love didn't play that recklessly.
Yeah. We start to see like the crazy conditioning differences of like the 33 to 37.
Yeah.
It's like guy who's completely falling apart, and then also guy who's still an MVP candidate. You're like, Jesus Christ, what a wide gamut of health issues.
Yeah. Well said. Well said. Yeah. These are definitely the elder statesmen now. 33 yep. to 37 are definitely going to be like good for you on getting that fourth contract in the NBA.
Yeah, these are the people who have made $400 to $500 million.
Let's go.
And then also Joe Ingles, who's 33 years old, who feels like he
just
should
happy
be
to be here.
Yeah, Joe Ingles, love it. He feels new because he feels new to the NBA, but he also looks like he's older. So he's
everyone's uncle.
Might be perfect.
Yeah, yeah, Joe Ingles' nickname should just be the uncle because he looks like that, just like pleasant uncle who shows up.
And his teammate, Mike Conley, also 33. His other teammate, Ersan Ilyasova, also 33.
Utah 33s. Love that.
Yes.
Love that. That's the key to winning your first 40 or 50 games. Be 33.
Right. But the best 33-year-old is, I believe this might be your height and weight. 6'3", 185, Steph Curry.
Shit. He's 6'3", 185. He looks, he has big arms.
Yeah.
He has big arms now.
I would say he's low-key jacked. You wouldn't think so.
Yeah, low-key trending towards high-key jacked at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, he's thick with two C's.
I mean, you're close to 6'3", 185, are you not?
Yes, I am. That's pretty damn close.
Your game could not be more different than Steph Curry's game.
That's true. Well, I play against improv comedians.
You're the Draymond of comedians, but actual Steph Curry's height and weight.
And it sucks, too, because if I were to join the NBA, if I just filled out the form and I joined the NBA, like, people wouldn't say he's jacked about me because I'd be up against Draymond. But because Steph is such a good shooter, he gets the he's jacked treatment.
Yeah. He's still doing it. Like, I don't know if you saw the highlights or the game yesterday against the Bucks. Like, Drew Holiday was in his jersey and it did not matter. The best Drew Holiday, who like shuts down Dame Lillard like regularly, could not slow down Steph Curry.
Yeah, we've like forgotten just because they haven't won at the same clip that they were winning before, like what his like ceiling is. He's crazy with the ball. The Warriors lost by 55 the game that he didn't play, and then he came back and they won.
They beat the Bucks,
Yeah.
And it's
so,
like,
I mean,
Drew Holiday, probably the most elite perimeter defender in the NBA.
Correct.
Like, trying 100% up on his grill, like, pushing him, toughing him, was not enough of a deterrent to, like, dribble around him and shoot a three next to him and just drain it from, like, 29 feet.
That was really impressive. Like the best offensive dribbler versus the best perimeter defender. And Steph's skills were better.
That's right.
Simple.
It's crazy. Such a good shooter.
Steph is older than Kevin Durant. Interesting. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yep.
So Steph is 33. So 34, there's only 10 34-year-olds left in the league.
Good on them, by the way. It's hard to play basketball professionally for 15 years in a row without blowing something out, getting too hurt to play. But these guys have withstood the test of time.
And seemingly wanted to keep playing.
Yeah.
Just simply just said, yeah, I'll keep playing, sure.
That's right.
But there aren't really superstars at this age, at 34 specifically. We have James Johnson.
Vets that you can help round out your roster with.
Exactly. James Johnson, who is currently on the Pelicans, I believe, who is a bruiser. Just a true bruiser.
Oh, I didn't know he was so old, 34. Wow.
Yeah, 34. Then we have Dragic on the Heat. Rudy Gay, classic 34-year-old Rudy Gay.
Classic. Rudy's always been 34.
Yeah, exactly. Classic. Al Horford, George Hill.
Yep.
And I picked the following player, but I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Lou Will. 34.
Yeah, Lou Will is great. Lou Will is another one of those guys who like doesn't seem to give a shit. Will never get hurt because like he's not sprinting or dunking or jumping over people. Like
he's dribbling around you and just hitting cool floaters. He's Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, exactly.
He's Jamal Crawford.
Steph Green light. Lou Will will be in the NBA for another 15 years.
Yeah. So at 34, he'll be 49 when he retires if he sticks around for 15 years.
Yeah, 34. It's either him or Al Horford, I would say, is the best current iteration of 34-year-olds in the NBA.
Al Horford, low-key, had monster numbers when he would start for the Thunder. Like, he was their point guard for a lot of games. He would have, like, a solid 16, 9, and 7 most nights.
He's going to help someone out next year or the year after. Like, there's still a championship team that can really, really use, like, Al Horford. Yeah. Like, if the Clippers had him, Al Horford instead of Nick Batum, they'd be a lot better.
I just think he's getting a lot of money. I think Philly paid him a lot of money. So to even get off his contract was like a huge win for them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
35-year-olds, we're talking about players that have seemingly been in the NBA for our entire lifetime. Like I don't ever remember a world without LaMarcus Aldridge, Dwight Howard, Jared Dudley. Like they've just always been in the NBA for me.
Yeah. Elder, for sure.
And then also, how about 6 foot tall, 6 foot nothing, 175, Chris Paul, age 35.
Damn. I'm bigger than Chris Paul. I am objectively bigger than Chris Paul.
Yeah. And he's just so stout and so sturdy. And he's just like, he's the anti-Ben Simmons. Like, he's not going to overpower you. And he can definitely shoot the ball. But
he's such a winner. He's such a winner. It's crazy.
Yeah. He went to Phoenix. They missed the playoffs last year. He goes to Phoenix. They're a two seed. Like,
he went to Oklahoma City and made them completely relevant.
They almost beat the Rockets last year in the playoffs because Chris Paul was there.
At 35. He's older than Rudy Gay, folks. He's older than Rudy Gay.
It doesn't get much older than that. Still younger than us.
Yes. And still younger than the 30s. At age 36, the best player at age 36, he's younger than LeBron James by a year.
I've heard of him. Yeah, LeBron James. So it's 36 years old. The list is only Melo, J.J. Redick, Marc Gasol, Paul Millsap, and LeBron James.
That's right. That's right. So the Lakers have 40% of that list on their roster with Marc Gasol and LeBron James. So you got solid 36-year-olds. There was really no question. He's the greatest basketball player maybe of all time. he's still so good. It's crazy. It is so crazy. We all take it for granted. He's so good at 36. It's crazy.
He hasn't even gotten worse. He's somehow only gotten better. Fact. While other players peak at age 29, he's gotten better and better and better and better, and then he twisted his ankle.
I don't know. Can you point to one aspect of his game where it has depreciated at all? Any?
I guess his athleticism. Like, he can't, like, don't jump over people as much. He can still jump over some people though.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And maybe free throws.
Yeah. Definitely worse at free throws. But like he's gotten so much smarter that it's like almost offset any physical decline that he's had.
36. Like just congratulations.
No signs of slowing down. Does that mean like if you start slowing down at 29 and stop playing at 36, if you haven't started declining at 36, does that mean you'll just play until you're 47? Like is a 50-year-old LeBron that much worse than Paul Millsap is right now?
Tom Brady ruined retirement for a lot of dudes. Because now they're looking at it and they're like, yeah, I could just play till I'm 42. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I see no reason for LeBron James to quit. He loves basketball. He loves playing the game. Like,
that's right.
We as NBA fans should all hope and pray that when he gets back on the court, he does not experience another injury. Because one thing he's never experienced is like a lot of injuries. And we don't want that to get in his head because we want like 5 more years of LeBron James.
And that's what was so annoying about this injury is like he's never twisted an ankle, which means like it's impossible. You can't play basketball like him and not land on someone's foot and roll your ankle. He's never done that. The only injury he's had was this like Solomon Hill kind of like diving towards his foot and like taking him out. Like that wasn't LeBron's fault. It was just a freak injury, which again, it's weird that that's never happened to him.
Yeah. That was an ugly high ankle sprains are ugly on film.
And that one like rotated the other way. Like the ankle rotated out, not like turned in.
Yeah. But Space Jam looks great.
Yeah. Space Jam looks awesome. Excited for Space Jam. Shout out King James.
Yeah.
There's only one 37-year-old. So he's the best and worst 37-year-old. There's only one player in the NBA that's older than LeBron who still might be the best player in the NBA. And that is, drumroll please, Andre Iguodala.
Iguodala. I mean, still getting minutes, but it's funny to think that he was like a big trade piece last year.
Yeah, he was like this holdout guy, and Memphis didn't know what to play with him or like to trade him. Not only did he get traded, it was like a sign and trade. He signed an extension with the Heat.
Yeah.
Another great winning basketball player with great arms, just like Steph.
Yeah. Apparently he was like one of the greatest dunkers of all time back in the day when he was like a young man.
That's right. I think he was in the dunk contest, high fly act for with the Sixers.
Yeah. All right. So it's Iggy. I have the list, Amir, from 19 to 37.
Let's hear it. Retrospective. So
all right. At 19, LaMelo Ball.
Great.
20 years old, Zion Williamson.
Nice.
21, Ja Morant.
Solid.
Then we have 22, Luka Doncic.
He's pretty good.
23, Bam Adebayo, your choice.
I liked him, yeah.
Yeah, not Tatum. Celtics fans, just remember that. Not Tatum.
Not Tatum, for sure.
At 24, we went with Donovan Mitchell over a whole handful of really solid basketball players.
Yeah, him or Murray.
Yeah, him or Jamal Murray. They were the top two. Sabonis, sorry. 25, Karl Anthony Towns. We have big men coming up right now. 25, Karl Anthony Towns. 26, Giannis. 27, Embiid. 28, Anthony Davis. That's just great.
Sheesh. That's
25 to 28 is great.
Solid lineup.
And then we get to the elder statesman, starting with 29-year-old Kawhi Leonard. 29! It makes no sense.
This is like the top of the mountain right here. It's like these are, up until now, it's like rising stars. Now it's like Kawhi. Yeah. It's the start of the decline.
Yes. Well, this is we have some monster names right here. So we have Kawhi at 29, Dame at 30, Harden at 31, Kevin Durant at 32. So if you have a star player between 29 and like 32, they are going to be A+, like all stars.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant at 32, Steph at 33, Lou Will or Al Horford at 34. Sorry, Rudy Gay. 35, CP3, 36, LeBron. And we ended it with Iggy. Monsters. So
19 to 37 means like LaMelo was pretty much born during LeBron's first year in 2003. Yeah. I think LaMelo was born like 2001 or two, and then LeBron was drafted a year or two later. Who do you think wins in a 9-on-9? 17 through 27? Sorry, 19 through 28 or 29 through 37?
I think
what team wins that?
I think that 19, great question. I could live in this forever. I think that 19 through 27 wins the first half. I think that they just get real wild. It's kind of like that Dream Team game where they played the college kids and the college kids just blew them out of the... But then I think of the second, like during halftime, like Steph looks to LeBron, who looks to Kawhi, who looks to Harden, and they're like, let's kill these kids. Let's just kill these
kids. That'd be a great all-star game is 29 through 37 versus everybody younger than them.
Yo, I'm looking at the back half, the elder statesmen, and they are our heroes. The other ones are up and coming. Like
they got next, but yeah.
Yeah, no, this is an army of from Kawhi to CP3, and everyone in between is just like, yikes, watch out.
Wait, we stopped it at, so 29 and over, right? That would be the game.
Yeah, so that sneaks in Anthony Davis as well. Yeah, so now the older guys have Anthony Davis as well. I could go through the list. That would be LaMelo, Zion, Ja, Luka, Bam, and Kat, and Embiid. That's actually an insane youthful group.
A great team, yeah.
Versus AD, Kawhi, Dame, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Steph, CP3, LeBron, Lou Will, and Iggy.
I think that team wins.
The older guys.
Yeah. But what if you include Kawhi and the younger guys? So it's 30 and up.
Now he wouldn't jive with them. They'd be listening to like younger man's music.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're not going to get LaMelo to play with Kawhi. It's not the same sport.
Shit. Well, if we can somehow make that happen, that's an excellent 9-on-9.
We got to talk to the Elam ending guy again, because like between the Elam ending and this age idea, I feel like we figured out the best way to resuscitate the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, and then we'll talk to the first mint again and turn it into an NFT somehow.
That's really cool. And then we can sort of buy into the Axie Infinity game that he was talking about, sort of mate these animated pigs with each other, and then we can start really making some money off of it.
All right, so we have a plan for our next episode.
Great.
Discuss that further.
Appreciate it. Good work, good research, good insight, good idea. Where else can people listen to you? Where are you found online?
I'm found online at Billy Scafuri, Twitter and Instagram. No Joke Podcast, also on the HeadGum Network. I talk about it all the time, but give it a shot. If you enjoy us on this, you'll enjoy me and Lustig on that.
Hell yeah. And thank you guys for listening. We'll be back soon enough, I'm sure. Playoffs right around the corner. Let us know what else we should be talking about. Tweet at us, Instagram DM. Find me on Clubhouse. Find me on Orkut, MySpace, Friendster. And finally, find me, Cash Me Outside. How about that? All right, later, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.